Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is the Good Hearing, Otto Loos. Good Hearing, right? Does that sound proper? Good Hearing. You can't get anything by Otto. Right. And our next guest, I mean, following Dr. Larry was tremendous. Helping people understand what they should be doing to get better hearing and communication. And having better communication skills helps somebody enjoy arts better. If you're going to go to different things, especially a concert, you might as well be able to hear it. Our next guest is Teresa Stotz-Smith, who is the director of Long Island Arts Alliance, which is just, it's huge. I had no idea how big it was. I thought it was a very nice organization until I started looking into it. Well, good morning, Teresa. You.
Hi, John. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Good.
You know, I try to spend as much time as I can finding places where we can get the news out about what we're trying to do. So thank you for asking me to come. I'm going to move my mic up.
Perfect.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
it sinks down.
Okay, no problem.
We'll make it work. Are we there?
Yeah.
Is that
Sorry.
Better? Okay, thank you, John. People have to be able to hear me, right? But, you know, what's also nice about the Alliance, I don't know if you know this, but we have been invited to move here to LIU Post.
Really?
And our office is right over in Hillwood.
Okay.
So that's an easy walk for me. And also, our founder is Roger Tillis of the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts here at LIU Post. His office is also here on campus.
Roger was on a couple of months ago. That's why. I know the affiliation.
Terrific.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were moving here, which is great.
We're here already.
Oh, you are here? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we moved in January.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. LIU Post is involved. I don't know. Not only do we promote the arts on Long Island, but we also promote arts education, obviously with Roger as our founder. That's a very big part of what we do. And we give we have a program called the Scholar Artist Program.
Okay.
It's fashioned after the Scholar Athlete Program. We do it with Newsday. And every year, 20 students across Long Island are chosen as the best in their school. They're nominated by their schools for arts. And you have to be at the top of arts, but also academics.
Right, right.
And Newsday provides this big plaque, and it goes up on the wall next to the scholar athletes. That was Roger's vision that, you know, when you walk into the high school, you'll see the scholar athletes, but also the scholar artists.
Very nice. Yeah.
And LIU Post has offered scholarships to our honorees. I guess we're going on like 4 or 5 years. And that's also a great benefit that we can offer to them.
Terrific. You know, there's so many things on Long Island that people just, you know, you pass them by. You're familiar with it just on the surface.
That's right.
But until you wind up conversation, and that's something that Christina, who's the producer of the show, Christina Liu, she brings these people on like yourself, which is educational. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, one thing that Roger always said, everybody says, is if we weren't living next to New York City, which kind of, they call it, you know, living in the shadow of the city.
Right.
I call it our cultural asset to the West. It's a very different experience.
Okay,
New York City is very different, right, than what you have that's offered on Long Island. We have the same quality, high quality of arts, but it's in a different setting. It can be Sands Point Preserve, which is the Guggenheim Castle and Hempstead Home, and they bring Broadway plays out there. My husband took me to something out there last year, and he was so impressed. He said, it's beautiful here. There's free parking. They serve incredible meals, and you're seeing Broadway.
I agree.
Well, I noticed one of your members is Broad Hollow Theater Group, and we have season tickets, and we go there to their shows, and I'm always amazed at how good these people are. I mean, they're really talented. And great entertainment, and for the money, you can't beat it.
No, you can't.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever been, John.
Not to Broad Hollow. I've been to Tilly's. Actually, we're coming tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is a different kind of thing. It's they usually work with a pretty limited set on a stage.
Okay.
And the talent of the people who are on the stage, to me, is unbelievable. And I don't know how they do it. They just love doing what they do.
That's exactly.
Yeah, you know, because they're not making a lot of money up there.
No, no. Yeah. Well, it even goes back to 2 weeks ago. I was here. I came to the War of the Worlds with the Port Washington Play Troupe, which is different. But nevertheless, it's local people. It was a great performance. I had never gone to one of those things. I wanted to. And, driving into the city, that's why when I was looking into this is phenomenal, because you got an 8 o'clock show in Manhattan. You better leave at 5 o'clock, it seems now. It's just getting worse and worse. And it's $55 to park your car and $150 for the ticket.
Take the train, John.
And well,
dinner.
Yeah.
And dinner.
Right. I forget the dinner part. Right. It's a fortune.
Yeah, but then if the train has an issue.
Right. Well, that's why I don't like the train. You finish, and by the time I'm not the quickest walker. It's like, oh, I missed it. We got to sit another 40 minutes now.
Right, right.
But no, the stuff that's out here, which honestly, this the website.
Yes. Well, what we did, the idea is to try to get people to realize what's out here. So we built this website, artsaliveli.org. We launched it in 2012. I'm going to say it again. It's arts, A-R-T-S, alive, L-I, .org. And it's been up since 2012. And it's all of the arts and culture events that are being put on primarily by our nonprofit arts and culture organizations. You don't have to be a member organization. It's free because we're trying to create a comprehensive resource. So it's all the museums, all the shows, all the, you know, the small theater people. It's the galleries and the exhibits. They're all up there. We curate it, meaning we don't rely on the arts organizations to post their own stuff. Many of them do. Mostly they send it to us and we post it. So we want to make sure that it's not going to be out of date, that a random yoga class, which I love yoga, but we don't want yoga in this calendar. We want arts and culture.
Okay.
I went on the website and I was very, very impressed. I think the count was there were 859 events that were on the site, but you don't have to go through all 859. They have it broken down by category, like if you want to do family, or if you have a particular date you wanted to look into, and a whole list of options came up, and I thought it was terrific.
Oh, thank you. The woman who does it, Charlotte, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
She built the site, and we have some volunteers, actually some students from LIU Post, who come and help us put events in, because that's a very big job. Almost, that's one of the biggest challenges of any kind of online calendar, is keeping it up to date.
I agree.
And you don't have to have a subscription or anything, you know, to get on the calendar. You can go. It's completely free. That's what we want.
It's amazing. I didn't realize 800. I know Tilly sent this, so I will go and look up what's going on. But that's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Here you can turn around and depending on where you're going to be.
I think you can put your zip code in or a town. We have Google Maps.
Oh, so, to keep it closer to home even versus going out to, I see you're out to Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they actually have a map that I believe you brought one along.
Yeah, I see the map.
Where you want to go, where whatever part of the island you want to go, you can just look that number up.
On the computer?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I just have to ask you, though, like we do have people, this show is geared to seniors, if you will, older people, some of whom may not have computers, reality. Is there a way that they can communicate and find out?
Well, it occurred to me with this map, which was primarily produced for the tourist, and that's where we distribute 100,000 of these from Manhattan to Montauk. This is our fall season, which includes events. But I'm happy to mail it to anybody.
So they could get one of these maps that would guide them and help them.
Sure.
Which is a good thing.
I would love to.
Yeah, see, something like that. That's a 311 call.
Right.
Somebody's listening and wants the Long Island Arts Map, call 311 and we'll, you know, that call winds up going to Christina, then wind up going to Teresa or somebody
that's
in
your
office.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree, because the whole purpose of this is letting people, this stuff is out here, and the people performing want people in the audience.
That's right.
So it's terrible to turn around and hear, like Otto's saying about Broad Hollow, you said?
Yeah, Broad Hollow Theater Group. They have a couple of locations, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's one in Elmont.
The one in Elmont is where I've gone.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the Elmont Library, but it's beautiful. They do a great job. And it costs, if you're a season ticket holder, it's $20 a show, $100 for the year for 5 shows. And I'm not selling.
Right, no. You already sold the doctor this morning.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's
just the concept that, the Long Island Arts Alliance, or, you know, you're pulling all these things together so that people can be aware. I'll be frank with you, until we had to prepare for this show, I didn't realize how involved it was and how many different opportunities, if you will, there are on Long Island. I mean, I always knew there was a lot to do, but this kind of organizes it.
this is so much more than what I thought was a lot.
This is the reason for this. I mean, we launched the website, which is terrific, but you know, that also takes to get the word out about a website, the marketing and advertising. When we did a survey among all of our nonprofits across Nassau and Suffolk, what's their number one issue? We don't have the funds to market and advertise.
Right.
So the idea is to be collaborative, right? And we are able to do this because of our support. And the majority of the support we've gotten for the last 3 or 4 years has been through I Love New York.
Oh, okay.
And Governor Cuomo has an economic development council.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote grants and were able to earn marketing dollars, advertising, and PR. And what we did, is we focused. Even though we earned those grants, it's still you couldn't get enough money to advertise and market, right? So October is National Arts and Humanities Month. So we thought we would align with that and create a directory and really target October as Arts and Humanities Month. And then this year, I don't know how we got so smart to do this map. It's way overdue. There should have been a map like this for Long Island.
That's amazing, because when it's done, you say, oh, why wasn't this done 5 years ago?
Exactly.
That's right. The time is right now. I agree.
Everybody says, you know, wow, why didn't we think of that before, especially the arts and culture organizations.
Sometimes the obvious is hidden.
Right.
Strange, but true.
And so it's wonderful to have this, and also people love to have a map in their hands, really.
Right, I
agree. You know, some people will say, well, everything's digital, but there's a real large population.
And this is so huge. I just want to, I get Tilly's, and I get the one from Landmark, and I get the one from Queensborough Community College. They have a performance arts there that I've gone to. That's the only three. But the world is so much bigger than that.
That's right.
And here it is. It's like, I didn't even know what the one Otto was talking about. So therefore, something like this Long Island Arts map is just huge.
It is. And we also have sold advertising. When you look in the map, we have some corporate members.
Okay.
So we have
the
Paramount stage. Yes, because the corporate members can support the nonprofits who can't send us any dollars, right? But places like the Paramount and the Long Island Comedy, I don't know if you know that organization, they really have terrific programming, can support this. And also you'll see a lot of our universities are members, and they have incredible performing arts centers and museums. The Hofstra University Museum is amazing. And there's some events, actually, I wanted to talk about.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about the events as soon as we come back.
Okay.
As opposed to get the interruption.
Okay.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We'll be right back.